I think after the couple of weeks we've had, it was important to try and get a result and try and get through the next round. Very tough match, very tricky conditions. Pitch was in great condition. But the wind probably spoiled it for both teams in some ways. You know, first half we had the better of it, second half we had to defend well. But one of the things that we haven't done over the last 3 or 4 weeks at home is defended well. And, you know, Sligo, to their credit, threw everything at us in the second half. I really think we coped with it, and it was for set plays, corner kicks and long throw-ins, that I felt a threat. If we open play, I didn't think we were going to be breached in many ways. You know, need a shot for the halfway line that Robbie, as they say, you know, that shows you what the wind was like. It just happened for the players, because we can now look forward and make sure that we take the positives for the game. We'll look at wee bits and pieces that we could do better and get ready for Saturday's match.
Must be good that you've got a new partnership at the back.
Jordan just come off near the end because he hasn't played a lot and his hammy was getting tight. I've got two centre backs who on their day can be very good players, and the only reason they're not on the team is they haven't been doing well recently. So it was made sense to bring him off rather than him pulling his hamstring. So as I say, he's done a lot of training with Hearts, but he hasn't played a lot of games. He's probably not played any games at all. So I thought both of them done well. They showed their experience, Conrad Balotelli at times, and as I say, we cope with a lot of long balls up to back to for Sligo. So pleased with him.
Is this going to be a good boost to the confidence, and you said a few weeks?
You have to take it. You need to take confidence for that, because after the last few weeks and the last two games in particular, where we've not played well, no defending, we've actually defended really, really poorly, as I've spoke to you before about. It's very, very important that you get back to the basics and defend properly by putting your box and make sure you clear it. And that's what we've done tonight. We didn't get caught for against Dunfermline and against Queen of South, we're running out and letting them run in behind us, and they'll be getting behind us tonight. So we've been working hard on the training ground, and that's what we have to do. And credit to the new two players come in, but there's a lot of performances there tonight. There was more workmanlike than good at times, but we worked well as a team, and that was an important thing.
Just in case of getting the win then.
Yeah, try to go to Brechin on Saturday. But we've won earlier on the season, put in a good performance, get the 3 points, and try and get our kicks out, start our season in the league.
Decently noisy
support
you had as well.
Brilliant, you know, they're fantastic, you know, and I think they've been over for a couple of days. The sounds of them, they'll hang them in the pub all day. But that's coming to expect, it's Falkirk fans, they like the pubs. Credit to them, they sang the whole game. And safe journey home today.
Would you be in favour of teams like Sligo playing in this competition then?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's refreshing. You know, we don't see enough of the Irish League. But you see Sligo, some good players. They made it difficult for us tonight. You know, they get back into the match after going behind goal. The guy slipped, he was really unlucky, and we took advantage of it. But they come back for a good set play. I felt they were a good threat at set plays with the height and the physicality of them. But we look at the ground, we look at the stadium they play in, terrific, you know. So it's refreshing probably for them as well to come up against Scottish teams, you know, and I'm all for it. You know, it's been a wee bit of a journey this morning and coming over, but I can handle that. You know, it's like taking the team into Europe, so we're delighted. I like it.
Do you think the experience of coming over here will help the players?
It's one of these things where, you know, we go away for pre-season training, we go and play games, but they're bounce games over there. But when it comes to having to win a football match to get in the next round of the cup, coming to these kind of places is never easy. I come to Ireland quite a lot. We went to Hungary this season, but the last two seasons before that we've been just based at Johnstown House outside Dublin, and we've played the Bows, we've played Shelburne, we've played the Bray, we've played three or four games, and the reason I bring them over is it's no easy, and I want tough physical games at pre-season to build us up for season. It just so happens we're no longer into the season, and Sligo have been obviously invited into the cup this year, and I thought they'd done themselves credit tonight. They'll feel disappointed that they're knocked out, but games against the Irish teams, and I love coming out of the island. I think it's a fantastic country, and I love the way that the spirit that the Irish guys and their league, they show. They work hard, they're dogged, they're physical, they're good players as well, and they're a good team, and as I say, I think Gerry Little's got a good side here, and he's building on a bit of confidence the last couple of results. I don't think his confidence will take a knock tonight, simply because he's not getting knocked out, But they've got to build up in their league as well, just like we have in ours in Scotland. It's refreshing that they're in.